Jenny tried to turn back. But how do you... I mean, shouldn't we call 911? Shouldn't we do CPR? Michael tightened his hold on her shoulder and escorted her into the hall.
There's nothing either of us can do for him now.
After leading her back to the office and ordering her to stay put, he whispered something to Mrs. Talbot, ducked into the principal's office, and closed the door. She watched him through the open blinds as he picked up the phone. Michael sat on the edge of the desk and rubbed his forehead. Jenny strained to hear his side of the conversation, but the room didn't lend itself to eavesdropping, especially with Mrs. Talbot gasping and moaning in the background. Michael glanced up and caught Jenny watching him, and for a moment, neither looked away. Michael was keeping something from her. She could read it in his stunned expression just before he broke eye contact and hung up. Running a hand through his wavy brown hair, he picked up the phone again. A few seconds later, he opened the door.
All we can do now is wait.
He looked at Jenny and sighed.
I think we'd better talk.
His look made Jenny feel guilty, like she'd somehow been responsible. Maybe she had, in a way. If she'd thought to look behind the counter, maybe... Did he have a heart attack? She dropped into one of the chairs nearest the office door. Michael folded his hands and closed his eyes, as if saying a prayer. He looked up a moment later.
There's no easy way to say this.
Michael, what's going on?
It wasn't a heart attack. Mr. Mancini's been shot.
Shot? She couldn't have heard right. Are you sure? Michael nodded.
I've called the police. They should be here any minute.
Jenny stared at the window behind him, still trying to take it in. But that means... She couldn't quite finish the sentence. If Michael was right, Jenny may have been a breath away from witnessing a murder. Within minutes, the entire complex had been invaded by swarms of police officers. At least a dozen official cars were parked at odd angles in front of the high school. They'd be securing the crime scene with their yellow tape, taking pictures of everything in the lab, dusting for fingerprints, and they'd be asking questions. Fingerprints. Jenny's heart slammed into her throat and began beating so hard she could hardly breathe. Her fingerprints. Her backpack. She wanted to run, even looked for an escape route. She hadn't done anything wrong, but the police might think otherwise. Oh, come on, McGrady. Don't go jumping to conclusions. They're not going to think you did it.
Jenny?
What? Her thoughts exploded as she caught sight.